I've never understood why they can't wait another week or so and give the guys a little downtime.
Money, money, my money.
They scare off good kids.
All right, here we go. Tryouts for select teams after the season has been completed. Guy, I really would like for you to help me with this segment, mainly because we just got through talking about reflections of a season pass, and I encourage kids and parents to take 2 weeks away from the game, something I learned from my father many, many years ago, before they begin training, either individually or in a organized trainer environment. Help me with this indulgence that these select teams have sometimes 2 days or 3 days after a season is completed.
You mean 5 seconds after the season's over they jump into this?
Yeah.
Well, it's what I call it's a reflection of the absurdity in our society is what it is. That's how positive I feel about them starting so early.
Why don't you tell me what you really feel?
When you can't understand why they can't wait a week or two after the season ends, I've never understood that. The other thing is that it creates a lot of stress for kids that have been rewarded for a successful team season, and they're in the playoff situation now, and they go through their playoffs, and they make it to the state tournament, and they play the 3 games or 4 games down at the state tournament on a, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday they have select or AAU tryouts.
Right. And we're talking about high school.
High school.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. And I think what it does is it drives away a lot of good kids because, you know what? I'd love to play on that team, but I need a break.
Right.
You know, these kids are not machines.
Right.
They aren't machines. So,
and it's really worse at that middle school level.
Absolutely it is.
Okay, because, you know, ka-ching, $45 for one tryout here. Ka-ching, you know, $60 at another tryout. And I can speak from experience. You would not believe the carnage that comes out of a poor tryout experience. I mean, it's just, I feel so bad.
The emotional.
I feel so bad for the parent because they, in their own assessment, and because somebody told them, hey, you should have your kid try out for that team. Because
they have huge expectations
going
on.
They can play. They can play up. They can do that. And so the dad or the mom listens to these ill advisors, as I call them, you know, the bird flu hit them, and in a weak moment, they, you know, became scouts, professional scouts, you know, and directed parents to go, you know, to this tryout for the team, the local team. And what ends up happening is, you know, it's on a Saturday morning. Well, I don't know about you. Kids on Saturday mornings, okay, especially if they're 12, 13, or 14 years old, that dog's not going to hunt. Okay?
Not functioning.
And no. And you can give them kicks. You can give them, you know, corn pops. It doesn't matter. You know, they're just not going to be there. And especially if they're on a sleepover the night before. Because, you know, they're watching movies. They're not getting to sleep. They're not getting to sleep until about 1, 1:30 in the morning. They got to get up at 8. They're trying out with their best friend. And so the both of them, you know, are just going to have miserable experiences in that hour and a half or 2 hours of practice. And I just, you know, I'm so discouraged when I hear parents tell me that their kids are going to, you know, try out for a select team. And then I ask them, well, when is it? Well, it's Saturday. And I said, well, don't you think there should be a little interruption here in the activity?
Time.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, he's in shape and it'll be great. You know, then we can, you know, we got that one lined up because we're not sure, you know, about the coach. We're going to go to this next one. And I talked to one parent that had 4 teams that they invested trying out with. And it allowed the father to feel really good about, well, this team wants my kid and that team wants my kid. And it's like, you know, gosh, you know, I feel really good. You know, I've got 4 teams to choose from. You know, maybe this is the way it's going to be, you know, 8 years from now when my son is, you know, looking at the lottery. You know, I have 30 teams wanting the services of my son. Gosh, aren't I great? But anyway, I just, it kills me. It really does. How about you? You're speechless.
I am speechless. I couldn't agree with you more. I think there should be, if it were me, I'd try and institute some governance over the situation so that it's mandatory, at least at the high school level, that you cannot have or hold an AAU tryout until a week, at least a week after the state tournament championship game.
I like that.
I
could accept that.
Now, at the younger age, I don't know. I mean, because you've got so many parents involved in that. I mean, you've got athletic companies that are involved at the high school level, and so mm-hmm. I'm not sure how you control that. Maybe you can, but it's probably more difficult to control the parents at a younger level, like you were saying, the dad that has a kid trying out for four different teams. It seems to be more about their ego.
Right.
And then they've got these huge expectations, and then, you know, Tom and Guy try out together, and because, you know, I don't have a left hand and you don't have a right hand, we don't make the team. Then right. What happens?
Yeah.
What happens to the psyche of these kids?
Well, that's it. And then they're literally going to take 2 weeks off because they hate the game. They don't ever want to play it again. And right. It might be a month before they ever pick a ball up again, right. Basketball. And then perhaps they just give it up altogether and go into baseball or end up playing soccer or going into volleyball. So, you know, I think that if parents are going to succumb to this invitation to try out because they've been encouraged to do such, I think one of the things that I highly recommend is that they select a team that meets the fundamental needs of their son or daughter's development. And is the coach a teacher first and a coach second? You know, have you allowed yourself to be recruited? I mean, is it really a legitimate opportunity here, or is it that they're looking for bodies to have a tryout because they already know 10 of the kids are going to keep and they're inviting 20 new kids for two other positions? So I think, you know, you have to do your homework on this. I think it's just really important. Personally, as far as middle school is concerned, I'm not really fond of all the travel and the money that's invested for these AAU tournaments.
Right.
I just don't see any value in that. I would rather see kids have that same money invested in going to respective basketball camps like a Pacific Lutheran or University of Puget Sound or a Seattle U with Joe Calero, as well as Lorenzo Romar, Jeff Aranaka at Seattle Pacific. You know, there's some really good basketball camps out there where you can get professional coaches. This is what they're paid to do.
They're teachers
and they're
assistants, of the game.
Yeah, and they're players. And now they're exposed to another level of discipline, another model to follow that could really help them. And so I think you end up saving money and invest in the development and understanding of the game by taking the kids, you know, at the middle school level and either putting them into a training program, all right, but forget about the AAU.
It's all about keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, but, you know, I think we're in the minority here. Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today program, please give us a call and we'll try to use it in a future episode. We're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH, C-O-A-C-H.
And please remember to visit our website, FamilySportsLifeToday.com. You can listen to these programs online or subscribe and download them to your iPod or other MP3 players. If you subscribe, you will automatically receive future episodes.
We appreciate you listening to our program, and we really treasure the opportunity to be able to come into your Family Sports Life today.